Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I almost feel like people got burned out in 2021 and 2022. You know, 2021 was, I don't want to call it irrational exuberance, but people were really excited in 2021. 2022 was a big moment where people who invested at 50 or 60,000 suddenly saw trades in the teens, asking themselves, oh my gosh, I've never seen something go down 75%. You know, where we are today now, you know, we're right back at the highs. And I feel like people are still feeling the angst. The general population is still feeling a little bit of the angst from 2022.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's April 15th, 2024, and you're listening to Markets Daily, a show where we get into the minds of some of the smartest and most experienced investors, traders, analysts, CEOs, professors, economists, and anyone who has a hot or smart take on what's going on in the crypto markets. I'm Jen Sanasi. Before we get into our discussion today, let's take a look at what's going on in markets this morning. We're recovering from a decline we saw over the weekend that was caused by profit taking ahead of the Bitcoin halving and some macroeconomic tremors we saw come to fruition over the weekend. Over $2 billion were liquidated in futures positions and a drop in open interest as bets were closed. This morning, prices are looking a little bit better than they were over the weekend as of 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Bitcoin was up almost 3%, just over $66,000. Ether up almost 7% at 3,244, and the CoinDesk 20 index was at 2,301 points, up over 6%. Okay, speaking of the halving, we're going to bring our next guest in to comment on what's going on ahead of the halving that is happening in just a few days. Core Scientific CEO Adam Sullivan, welcome to Markets Daily.
Thanks very much. Excited to be on.
Excited to have you here. Now, everyone is excited this morning on some news out of Hong Kong. Some issuers are saying that a spot Bitcoin and spot Ether ETF have been approved. This came via announcements on WeChat. Some of those announcements have been deleted. So things are feeling very similar to how they felt in the US back in January. But Adam, I want to get your reaction here. What does the potential approval in Hong Kong mean for the industry?
I think it'll be really, really interesting. You know, what we've seen so far with the launch of the ETFs in the United States, we've seen a lot more volatility being introduced, but at the same time, we've actually seen a pretty good amount of stability in terms of Bitcoin pricing. So I hope, you know, as the Hong Kong ETF gets, you know, officially approved here, we'll say, we'll have a good opportunity. I don't necessarily think it's a big price catalyst in the short term, but over the long term, absolutely. Giving the investors in Hong Kong the opportunity to invest in an ETF, well, I think will open up institutions more broadly overseas as well. And so that's a huge positive for Bitcoin more broadly.
Now, speaking of stability, we have the halving coming up. Do you think that we're going to see, I guess, price stability in Bitcoin leading up to the halving that's happening in just under a week and then post-halving?
I'd say I'm almost surprised about how stable it's been. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been expecting a pretty high volatility moment going into the halving. And, you know, I think we saw it over the weekend with the news around Iran. But, you know, we've bounced back relatively quickly from that. So post-halving, I think what we're looking for is the big question mark, which everyone's been asking, which is the ETF the catalyst for driving Bitcoin higher post-halving, or did we already have that Bitcoin run-up prior to the halving? You know, I'm optimistic here. I think we have a really good opportunity. I think investors are much more bullish on Bitcoin, and I don't think, you know, I haven't gotten enough messages from family members yet asking how to buy Bitcoin yet, that I don't think we're at that part of the cycle.
Well, that's the big question, right? It's been really quiet. The market's just feeling really different than other bull markets. I've heard that from a lot of guests who have been on this show and just people who I talk to in the day-to-day. And my mom has yet to contact me and ask me about what's happening with Bitcoin. So I wonder if you want to share your personal views. Like, why do you think this is happening?
You know, we're in an interesting part of the cycle, right? I almost feel like people got burned out in 2021 and 2022. You know, 2021 was, I don't want to call it irrational exuberance, but people were really excited in 2021. 2022 was a big moment where people who invested at 50 or 60,000 suddenly saw trades in the teens, asking themselves, oh my gosh, I've never seen something go down 75%. You know, where we are today now, you know, we're right back at the highs. And I feel like people are still feeling the angst. The general population is still feeling a little bit of the angst from 2022. And so I think it takes a little bit of time for those people to come back to the market. But going forward, I mean, if we have another strong 2024, and if the halving truly brings, you know, what previous cycles have brought, or previous halving cycles have brought, you know, we'll both start getting those messages again, I think, from family members.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Core Scientific specifically. We know that Core Scientific is coming out of a bankruptcy, like I mentioned, going into a halving. Talk to me about your vision for the business moving forward. What's your growth strategy coming out of this next halving?
Yeah, let's talk about the halving more broadly quickly. 2022 was actually pretty much a halving for public miners. You know, we nearly doubled our exahash, the broad network hash rate, and we had Bitcoin price trade down. So what we saw in 2022 is actually very similar to what we're going to see in just a few days here at this halving. And so for Core Scientific, 2022 is a big watershed moment for us. You know, we had an understanding of what we did wrong during that time period. And it was, you know, Chapter 11 was a really difficult process for us. So it's, you know, I would like to say we're an army that's been waiting in the winter. Now it's springtime, and now we can finally move again. And so for us, you know, we're really excited coming up here post-halving world. You know, we've been able to take about a year just redoing our entire company, redoing all of our processes. You know, I think that shows in all of our numbers, right? You know, we've mined more Bitcoin than any other public miner so far in 2024. It was a lead we held from 2021 to 2023 as well. So, you know, our strategy going forward, maximize the value of our assets and drive shareholder value, right? You know, we have a number of sites, 7 facilities across 5 states, and we have a really good opportunity here to continue to optimize our Bitcoin mining business while also exploring other forms of compute at certain facilities that we have that match up really well with some of the trends going on right now in HPC and AI.
Tell me a little bit about that. I know you recently signed a deal with CoreWeave to provide data center services, and the potential revenue on that, I read, could be up to $100 million. Talk to me a little bit more about diversifying outside of Bitcoin mining. What does that look like over at Core Scientific?
Yeah. So when you sign power contracts, and it all comes down to power, right? And so when you sign power contracts, the pricing does change over time. You know, let's say you sign a 5-year contract, and then as that rolls off, you're subject to pricing risk when you go to redo your next PPA. Now, for a company like ours, having sites all over the country, it's given us a really good opportunity to say, okay, for some of our higher cost sites, what are better opportunities for certain sites so that we can make our Bitcoin mining business even stronger? So what we've done is, we've taken a look across our asset base. So we have about 300 megawatts of existing infrastructure that we have operational today and said, you know, those are really good opportunities to execute on for HPC. And so we've been in many conversations with multiple counterparties about upgrading those facilities to really attack, I would say, the new kind of AI market that we're currently in today, which is, you know, some of the largest GPU deployments in history are going on right now. Some of the largest supercomputer deployments are going on right now. You know, we're an interesting cusp in this industry, and the demand for power is insatiable across all industries right now. So the good part is we're power rich. We have access to a lot of power, And so we're just looking at how we can maximize the value of each of our sites on a go-forward basis. And this is a great opportunity for Core Scientific. You know, we have one of the largest power allocations across the United States, and we're going to maximize the value of that.
You mentioned 7 facilities across 5 states. And, you know, when we look at Bitcoin mining over the years, the search for cheap power continues. If you look, I don't know, over to the next 4 years ahead of the next halving after this one, where do you think miners are going to end up? Do you think that this is going to be an industry that remains in the States, or do you see this industry shifting to another region that maybe has cheaper power, that's looking at mining maybe through a different lens?
I think you're going to see mining plus is what I've been calling it. Essentially mining plus other things going on at those facilities. So absolutely, we're going to see mining going on in the United States. It's going to look a lot more decentralized potentially than what we see today. You know, our entire focus is 2028 right now. It's, if you're not prepared for 2024 halving right now, you're a little bit behind the ball. But in 2028, we're going to be in a much different environment. 2028 is going to be a time period where you're going to have sites in your facility where you might only have 60 or 70% uptime, but you're going to have very low power costs. And you're going to have other sites that, you know, might be 20 to 50 megawatt sites where you're essentially arbing out some power strategy at a very small location. You know, you compare that to what the industry has been focused on for the past 3 years, which are all mega sites. And I think the future of Bitcoin mining looks much more decentralized on a site-by-site basis. And it's going to be a lot more power strategy-based, meaning companies are going to be operating very strategic power strategies at each of their locations.
We're talking about 4 years out. I guess between this halving and the next halving, what kind of consolidation do you expect to see in the industry?
I think we're already starting to see it today. You know, we've seen a number of announcements for consolidation in this industry. You know, companies that haven't been able to raise capital, companies that don't have the full brunt of the infrastructure, whether it be, you know, full operations team, full software teams, really strong energy management teams. If you don't have all three of those capability sets, going to this halving without a very strong competitive advantage, those companies are going to struggle. And so we're already seeing that today. A number of acquisitions have already occurred, but we're going to see that really speed up over the course of kind of 3 to 6 months post-halving, where we're going to see a lot more consolidation in this industry, purely because smaller miners can't necessarily compete with what these larger miners and infrastructure that they've built.
Do you have your sights set on any acquisition opportunities?
You know, I think we're going to be really strategic post-halving, right? We have a really strong opportunity here. We have a really strong organic growth opportunity, however, within our existing footprint. We have about 372 megawatts of partially developed infrastructure. And so that's something that we're going to continue to build on top of. But as we find opportunities that have, I would say, very competitive power strategies, you know, we may find interest in making some acquisitions post-halving.
Adam, thanks so much for joining Markets Daily today. Before I let you go, I have to ask you, this is a total off-the-cuff question, oddball question, but is there anything outside of Bitcoin mining that you're watching that you think is particularly interesting or fascinating to you right now?
I mean, I think it's got to be the growth of AI, right? It's an industry-changing event, not just for technology, but really an industry-changing event for power. And so on the power side, we're going to see a lot more advanced power strategies, more advanced ones than we saw with Bitcoin mining. And, you know, what we're seeing right now is across the United States and across the globe, AI is the next competitor for power. And so I think this is early innings right now, and we're going to see them eking out available power across the world over the coming years. And I think it's going to be even more aggressive than Bitcoin mining was.
And are you one of the people who are really bullish on the convergence of AI and blockchain?
I would say I'm more bullish on the infrastructure behind it than I am the actual conversion of AI and blockchain. But blockchain does enable a number of things in the AI space that I think will be catalysts for the growth of AI going forward.
Adam, thanks so much for joining the show. It was a pleasure.